We've had a really great partnership with the Department of Defense, who brought us in to stand up a helpline that's directly designed for service members. It's a 24/7 service accessible worldwide to anyone in the U.S. military.
Welcome to Ending Domestic Abuse, a one-of-a-kind virtual resource for helping victims escape abuse, empowering survivors, and preventing relationship violence before it can even start, by giving you the tools to improve your confidence, life skills, and hope. I'm your host, Dr. Ludy Green, a national expert on violence against women and children. On this podcast, you will hear from top experts in fields like finance, economics, psychology, and many more. And you'll hear stories from people who have defied the odds, overcome abuse, and found their way to success. Together, we'll offer you support and practical ideas to pursue your goals, start on a new path, and protect yourself and others from abuse. Today's episode will feature Scott Berkowitz, the president and founder of RAIN, the Rape, Abuse, and Incest National Network. Scott has helped pass thousands of laws to ensure justice for victims of sexual violence. We're so excited to have him on today to speak about the RAIN organization and his expertise. We'll be right back after this short break. Welcome back to Ending Domestic Abuse, and this is your host, Dr. Ludy Green. This April is the 23rd annual Sexual Assault Awareness Month. The fight to end sexual violence has a long history in the United States. In 1971, the first Rape Crisis Center was founded in San Francisco, and decades of advocacy led to the passing of the Violence Against Women Act of 1993. This act was instrumental in protecting victims and survivors of violence, including implementing and funding of special domestic violence crime units in local communities and a special domestic violence and sexual violence training for law and enforcement officers. In addition to laws and crisis centers, community and nonprofit organizations play a huge role in providing resources and support to victims of violence, as well as spreading awareness about the issue of sexual violence through educational trainings and campaigns. One organization that has been dedicated to this issue for three decades is RAIN, the Rape, Abuse, and Incest National Network. RAIN works in partnership with over 1,000 local sexual assault service providers and operates the National Sexual Assault Telephone Hotline, which can be reached at 1-800-656-4673. Again, I will repeat, 1-800-656-4673. This hotline provides a centralized resources and support for victims and survivors. It has helped millions of people impacted by sexual violence. Today, I'm honored to have the founder and president of RAIN, Scott Berkowitz, on the show to share his story and more information about the organization and the ongoing fight to end sexual violence. As Sexual Assault Awareness Month comes to a close, it is important to remember that this important conversation should be going on through the entire year. Scott, welcome to the show, and thank you so much for being here today with us.
Thanks so much for having me, Ludy.
We're so honored to have you on our show, and you know how much I appreciate your work and have total admiration about your work. We met each other such a long time ago now, right, in the Advisory Council on Domestic Violence Against Women at the Department of Justice. And I saw your leadership and all the wonderful things you've been doing through all this year. I'm so happy to have you. So as start of the show today, we would love for you to tell our listeners a little more about yourself and the RAIN organization.
Absolutely. Well, it's great to be here, and thank you for all your incredible work over the years to end domestic abuse. RAIN is the nation's largest anti-sexual violence organization, and we do four things. We support survivors, so we run the National Sexual Assault Hotline, and we also run a hotline for members of the U.S. military worldwide who are affected by sexual violence. We also work on educating the public on public policy and changing laws. And we work directly with organizations to help them improve the way that they approach preventing and responding to sexual violence.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's a lot of work, and very interesting. I didn't know you work with the military as well. Since what, that the initiative has been for a while on that?
Yeah, but we've had a really great partnership with the Department of Defense, who brought us in to stand up a helpline that's directly designed for service members. So it's a 24/7 service accessible worldwide to anyone in the U.S. military.
Wow, that sounds amazing. Why did you get to decide to get involved with a fight to end sexual violence and start RAIN? And how has your vision for the organization changed over the 30 years that has been operating?
Yeah, you know, I originally got involved not knowing too much about the issue or the extent of the problem, but I had a friend who educated me and alerted me to the service gap and the need for a national hotline. So when we started out, our mission was really very narrow. It was just to start a telephone hotline. But over time, it became clear that there was so much more to do, that our mission needed to be broader. It needed to be focused on actually doing everything possible to eradicate sexual violence, not just respond to it after it happens. So over time, we've taken on a lot more work, particularly on public policy and public education.
That is terrific, because you're truly a businessman for what I can see now. I mean, I know you care for the mission for sure. I mean, this is like huge, and you learn through your friend. But that's unbelievable how much force you put on it for 3 decades to do this, to do this fight. And we need people like you, like that business people who really know what they're doing to continue the work and expanding. So tell us about the vision, how it has changed during the 30 years.
Helping survivors is still at the heart of what we do. Our victim service programs have helped more than 4.5 million survivors and their loved ones since we started. And we help over 1,000 survivors and their loved ones each day. So the demand for those services has just continued to grow. We're helping about twice as many people each day now as we were 5 years ago. And then in addition to the National Sexual Assault Hotline, which, by the way, is available in addition to telephone, it's also available through online chat at hotline.rain.org. In our public policy work, we work a lot to improve the criminal justice process and ensure that perpetrators are brought to justice. One of the really important issues we've worked on is increasing the use of DNA to solve rape cases. We helped pass a bill called the Debbie Smith Act, which has allowed states to test hundreds of thousands of rape kits for DNA and has helped identify the suspects in hundreds of thousands of crimes over the last 20 years.
That is unbelievable. Oh my gosh, the work you're doing is incredible. How many people are operating around the United States? I mean, how many staff and how large is this organization?
We've got about 300 staff, plus about 500 people who volunteer for our hotline. And then we've got another about 4,000 survivors who volunteer to talk about their own experience and to meet with community groups and do media interviews to help the public understand what they've gone through and what the public can do to help.
So needed, Scott. Thank you so much for all the hard work on this. And listen, April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. What are some ways that listeners can get involved with RAIN and the movement to end sexual violence this month and every month?
There are a variety of ways to get involved, depending on how much time you've got. You know, you can start out by on our website, which is rain.org. We've got a petition up to members of Congress. We're pushing for a number of pieces of legislation right now that will help reduce the sexual abuse of children. And make it harder to get away with circulating child sexual abuse materials online. So if you're interested in public policy, that there's a quick way to help by jumping to our website and contacting a member of Congress. If you've got lots of time and want to help in a deeper way, we accept volunteers on our hotline as well as in other areas of the organization. We, you know, absolutely are always looking for more help and more folks to contribute. And of course, if you don't have time, donations are always incredibly welcome and crucial to our work.
Okay, thank you. I understand that RAIN is part of the MATCH Group Advisory Council, a group that works with to help maximize the safety of people who use online dating platforms. Can you share a bit more about RAIN's involvement and any insight you have for listeners wanting to stay as safe as possible on social media and dating apps?
Yeah, absolutely. So a few years ago, RAIN started working directly with companies and with universities and schools, helping them get better at dealing with this issue from prevention through responding when one of their stakeholders experiences sexual misconduct. And so we've been working with the Match Group for years. Match, of course, owns Match.com and Tinder. We've helped them refine the way that they respond to victims when one of their members reports that they experienced something from someone that they met on the platform. So we've, you know, helped them make their responses more survivor-centered and trauma-informed and help them as they, you know, as they are committed to best serving the people that they work with and their clients.
Okay. This sounds amazing. I mean, I was not even aware of it. I'm learning through, you know, researching about your group, but this is great you joined with them because I imagine how dangerous it is people getting to the social media and especially the dating apps. Wow. This is great information. Community and support is such a huge aspect of this type of advocacy work. Are there any people or story who have inspired you during your work with RAIN?
Oh gosh, there's so many. You know, the law I mentioned a few minutes ago called the Debbie Smith Act is named after one of the most extraordinary people I've ever met, a woman from Virginia named Debbie Smith, who following her own assault, decided to take action and to really to change the world, to go to Congress and get them to do something about it and start testing the hundreds of thousands of rape kits that are backlogged around the country. And right up to today, you know, just last week, we worked with about 40 members of our Speakers Bureau survivors who all came to DC on the same day. And we set up meetings for them with all across Capitol Hill, meeting with members of Congress and staff. And you know, the chance to hear directly from survivors, directly from the people that are so impacted by sexual violence crimes. There's nothing like it. You know, it really just leaves such an incredible impression on Congress, and it helps, you know, the folks there want to do something. That when they hear stories right. like this, they're motivated to do good and to try and make things better. So, you know, I'm so grateful for all the survivors that have helped us.
Yeah, that is so critical because by people listening about their story and testifying there in Congress, that's the only way to do it, to move forward. Interestingly enough, I'm glad to hear that you get so many people that they're sexually assaulted or abused like that they can speak up. It's a little more difficult when you have to deal with domestic violence in my case, you know, to identify people who want to speak or people who have been trafficked. Some of them, not everybody are willing to share the story. They like it to do it more in private and I understand why, but this is terrific about that case of David Smith. I'm going to follow that. Scott, this has truly been such an enlightening conversation and we're so grateful for the work you and RAIN do in order to help end sexual violence. How can our listeners learn more about the organization? If you can repeat that, follow along with any updates and access to RAIN resources.
Absolutely. You can sign up on our website, which is rain.org. That's RAINN.org. And we can keep you updated on bills in Congress and things we're working on, as well as volunteer opportunities and ways to get involved. There's, you know, Congress and state legislators and everyone needs to understand how important this issue is to millions of Americans. That sexual violence is something that, you know, that really affects nearly every family in our country. So we've got to band together and work together and continue making progress. We've come a long way in the last 30 years, but we've still got so much more work to do. And there are still hundreds of thousands of sexual assaults every year. So we've got a ways to go. And, you know, we're grateful for everyone's help.
Thanks once again to our guest, Scott Workowitz, the president and founder of RAIN. And thanks to you for listening. No matter who you are or what you have been through, you can find help and you can find a way out of abuse and into your new life. Send us an email through our website at ludigreen.com. That's ludigreen.com. And we'll help you find a way out to freedom. You can find me on social media at Dr. Ludigreen on Instagram and Twitter. You can also help stop abuse by spreading word out of our podcast. Just go on Spotify and please give us a 5-star rating or share your comments. Thank you again. And together, let's all find the life you deserve.